MLB update.
The Red Sox sticking with Alex Cora, who becomes baseball's second highest paid manager. Cora, a three-year extension worth nearly $22 million, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan. Cora shared how his players reacted.
It was tough because by the time whoever had it, you know, publish it, you know, they were getting ready for the game. Some of them knew. I just didn't want to catch them off guard, so I went by groups and let them know. So, they're very excited. They're looking forward to keep working with me, and obviously I'm looking forward to keep teaching the game.
Boston, though, hammered by Colorado 20-7. Rockies blasted four home runs. First career grand slam for Brenton Doyle, his 17th homer. The Rockies tied a franchise record for runs. Guardians get by the Tigers 2-1. RBI singles for Stephen Kwan and Josh Naylor. Max Kepler's infield single scored the winning run. Twins walk off the Phillies 5-4. Minnesota takes 2-3 from Philadelphia, who has the game's best record. Pirates 5-0 over the Cardinals. That's 8-10 for Pittsburgh. Rowdy Tellez homered 6 scoreless innings for Martin Perez. Milwaukee All-Star outfielder Christian Yelich expected to see a spine specialist tomorrow after being put on the 10-day IL with lower back inflammation. Brewers still edge the Cubs 3-2. William Contreras a 9th-inning tie-breaking double. Astros handle the A's 8-1. Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, and Yainer Diaz 2 RBIs each. Chas McCormick also went yard. 8 Ks for Hunter Brown over 6. The win stops Houston's 3-game losing streak. They lead the Mariners by a game in the AL West. Seattle dropping 3 in a row and 8-10. Mariners lose to the Angels 2-1. Ellie De La Cruz, 3 hits, home run number 18. Reds defeat the Braves 9-4 in the first of the scheduled double dip. The second game postponed due to inclement weather. The makeup date September 9th. Top of the hour, MLB Network Radio has the Giants and the Dodgers. I'm Seth Cantor.